What's up, everybody? Patrick Hickey Jr. here, PJH2, for another edition of 3 Minutes of Geek. Today we're going to be talking about the PlayStation Classic. It was just announced like 4 hours ago. I woke up and I look at Instagram and I'm like, is this like a joke or something? But apparently not. Apparently it's not a joke. Sony's going to release a PlayStation that is, original PlayStation that is 45% smaller than the original. And that will emulate 20 classic games, including Jumping Flash. Oh my god, one of the greatest games of all time that never got any goddamn credit. Tekken 3, Wild Arms, Final Fantasy 7, Ridge Racer Type 4. I mean, it's a bit, just those games alone, it's like a cavalcade of fun. $100, totally worth it. But the thing is, it's like, to me, shooting from the hip here, kind of a fail. Because what Sony is telling you is, like, they're willing to do the same exact thing Nintendo is willing to do to make some extra money. So, this classic system from PlayStation will make even more money, or would have made so much more money if it had support for the original games. It's a $100 emulator. Again, you could Raspberry Pi it. You can emulate all of these games now. They shut down the best emulation website of all time. Guess what? You can still find games. You can still emulate games. So what you're basically doing is you're getting a cool-looking device to put in your living room that won't take up that much space and will keep your kids away from your original PlayStation. It's cool. Will I get it? No, because I have an original PlayStation that I still play, that still works, and I have a PlayStation 3 that plays PlayStation 1 games. So, this is, again, is for the girl walking around the mall with a Kurt Cobain shirt, and when you tell her, never mind, she asks you, what are you talking about? So this is another way for Sony to bring in all these young kids that didn't grow up during the time that want to experience it. That's great. But then it's also a talking piece in people's living rooms and all that stuff. So it's cool. It's going to sell millions. People are going to love it. But for a hardcore gamer like me and a historian, the only way I get it is if my daughter, when she's old enough, shows like a passing fancy in the PlayStation, and I'll let her play that before she touches the system that's pretty much older than most of the people that she'll know in her life at that time. So, yeah.